the opening Mishnah, Perek HaShaleach, Daf Lamed Beis Aleph. The Mishnah tells us the following, that HaShaleach get li'ishto. A person sends a get to his wife, Ayyadei Shaleach, and v'higia v'shaleach, and the Baal goes there and now meets up with the Shaleach for the attempt of being mevatel the get, and he tells him that get shenasati v'chobotel. So the Mishnah tells us very simply that hareza batel. That's an effective way of canceling the gerushin. This is a case of bittul haget or bittul hashlichus bifnei hashliach. The Mishnah toward the end tells us the following, that originally, we'll have to see the Gemara, the details of this, there would have been another option as well, that hayosa bezim amakom achim avatlo, that you know what, the Baal did not have to go through the trouble of meeting up with the shliach, but rather he could do so shalom bifnei hashliach. He could do so, hayosa bezdin. We'll have to see exactly what that means. Does it really mean a bezim kavur? Does it mean two? Does it mean three? But the bittul haget or the bittul hashlichus that doesn't have to be done in the presence of the shliach himself, but rather it can be done elsewhere. But there was a takan of gamil hazakein shlo yosinkein. Because one can imagine that the result can be calamitous. You're going to be mevato the get, mevato the shlichus. The shliach is not aware of this. He will deliver the get to the woman. Everyone assumes the shliach, the woman, that she's a grusha, she'll remarry. Lo and behold, only to find out that the whole thing was batel, she's still an eishes ish, children could be mamzerim, and therefore one is not allowed to do so mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So therefore again, the Mishnah tells us, but if it's done bifnei hashliach, then the get is considered to be batel. Just the opening piece of the Gemara will be very important for the first two tosos as well. The Gemara tells us the following, that higio lo ketani ele higio. Higio means he meets up with him, meaning he was pursuing him. He was pursuing him. The Baal was chasing after the shliach for the purpose of canceling. He no longer desires that the get, in fact, should be chal. But the Mishnah doesn't say that higio. It says higia. Higia means that, you know what? He happened to meet up with the shliach. So that's the deal that the Gemara says. Not that he was pursuing the shliach, but he happened to meet up, to confront the shliach, and that means vafilu amela, even if that was incidental. Why is that considered to be a chiddush? V'lo armina, we don't assume that litziru, to come achavin, that really his intent is not to sincerely be mevatel the get, he's simply trying to cause anguish. If he really had a change of heart, and he really does not want the gerushin to go through, obviously he would pursue the shliach to make sure that the get is not given to his wife. It so happens, incidentally, that he meets up with the shliach. Maybe one should read into that that his motivation is not really sincere. He's just trying to keep this woman in limbo, causing problems. No, kamash malan, that the bitla get, in fact, is considered to be chal. So these two first two tosos address somewhat indirectly the following critical issue. What exactly is the role of edim, or technically, edus likiyam adavar, when it comes to bitul hashlichus? To what extent is edim necessary? Tosus begins by telling us the following, that, look, good, there was a takana, the very end of the Mishnah, that you should not go ahead and be mevatel the shlichus shelo bifnei hashliach. So go ahead and do so b'makom acher. And what happens? What happens if a person ignores that takana, ignores the takana of Amgil Hazakeh, and nonetheless he does so, he's mevatel the shlichus shelo bifnei hashliach? That is a Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And here, this is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, where Rebbe is of the opinion that bitlo mevuto. Good. Rav Gimel Hazakeh mina takana, you should not do this, because it can be calamitous. But what happens if he does so? He does so. It's not chal. The bitl is not chal. So Rebbe Shita is, look, bitlo mevuto. Of course the bitl is chal. We can tell a person this is not advisable, but how can we uproot the bitl? And a great, great, great chiddush of Shimon Gamliel that this is not true. This is not true. That not only do we see you shouldn't do this, but if you do it, it's not binding. It's not binding. The bitl is not chal. We're going to have to discuss that at length. How in the world? How does that work? I understand that you're going to tell a person don't do so, but how can you argue that it's considered to be of no effect? So that's why Rebbe maintains that bitl mevutl, bitl mevutl. So based on that, Tosus is bothered by the following question. Why does our Mishnah have to say that higia b'shliach? Our Mishnah seems to assume the following, that if you want to go ahead and see to it that the get is batel, You have to see to it that you confront the shliach and tell him, don't deliver the get. Short of that, that's not true. So Tosus is bothered. What do you mean? Rebbe holds, Lamed Gimel Min Aleph, that bitlam avutal. Bitlam avutal means that even if you don't find the shliach whatsoever, if you're mevatel the get is batel. So therefore, if that's true, so why does the Mishnah have to say he gave the shliach? Why can't the Mishnah simply say that hashliach elishto, and if you're mevatel the get is batel, the get is batel. Why does it have to say he gave the shliach? That's what Tosus is so bothered by. So Tosus says three terutzim into this kashya. No, the first terutz perhaps is the simplest, urcha de milsa mutter. No. The Mishnah is telling you a way that you're allowed to be mevatel the get. Not what happens if the scoundrel does something shelo kedin, b'dieved is it chal, or is it not? The Mishnah is presenting a case where you go ahead and you deliver the get, you know, oh, but all of a sudden before it reaches her, you change your mind. The way to be mevatel the get is to confront the shliach. It's true. If you're going to be mevatel the get without meeting up with the shliach, Rebbe is going to hold the bitla mevutlo. But you know what? That's terrible. You should not be doing such a thing. So Tosus says this very, very simply. The Mishnah is telling you a way which is urcha de milsa because da'az mutu levatlo. And therefore, that's the normal way of doing so. But enachinami, even if he wouldn't meet up with the shliach and he'd mevatel the get inappropriately, Rebbe Shita is bitla mevutlo. Okay, that's the first teretz of Tosus. Tosus has a second teretz. Now, oh, if it's yigia b'shliach, you don't need anyone else there. If you meet up with the shliach, it's enough to say that it is batel. In other words, bitul hashlichus can work b'fnei hashliach when it's just the two of you. However, if you're talking about being mevatel the shlichus lo b'fnei hashliach, all of a sudden more is necessary. More is necessary. Eidim are necessary. So therefore, inachinami, the way that you personally can mevatel the get without the need for any types of eidos at all is to confront the shliach. But if indeed you are going to do so, shelo b'fnei shliach, eidim are going to indeed be necessary. Well, eidim are necessary. This is an important chiddush that Tosus writes. This is second teretz. If it's higia b'shliach, it doesn't have to be done in front of anyone else. You don't need Eidim, you don't need Bezdin, let's assume. No one else, no? However, if it's done shelo b'fnei hashliach, that would not be true. Okay? Tosus says the third teretz. Tosus's third teretz is the following, that no, the chiddush is let's see your kamachami. You know, one could have thought that since the diuk of the Gemara, that higia, he just happened to meet up with the shliach, and this was not something that was premeditated, so maybe you would say, just ignore it entirely. Oh, so that's the chiddush of the reish of the Mishnah. That even if it so happens that incidentally he met up with the shliach, you cannot ignore it, therefore the bittul is considered to be chal. Well, so Tosus says three terutzim. That even though Rebbe holds the bittul mevutal, but nonetheless, the Mishnah bedafka tells us the case of higia b'shliach, either because be'ofen zetz mutter, or in this case, you don't require anyone else. You don't require Eidus Lekim Adavar. Or the Chiddush is even if incidentally he gives a shliach, nonetheless, the bitl is considered to be chal. And this now connects to the next Tosus. Now, Tosus says the following. The Chiddush is v'lo arminan l'tziur kamachavim. V'lo arminan tziur kamachavim. We don't assume he's just trying to cause trouble. He's trying to elicit anguish. No, but we assume the bitl is considered to be chal. So Tosus is very bothered. Well, obviously, yes. What's the havamin? A guy is mevatel a get, and you're going to say, you know what? He really doesn't intend to mevatel a get. He's just causing trouble, and therefore what? The bitl is not chal, and therefore the get is chal, and therefore she's a grusha. How can you ignore that? So Tosus says, v'yin tamar apshita hu batel. No? Well, obviously that's true. What does that mean? Since I know this guy, and you know what, and he's a troublemaker, so therefore what, I'm going to ignore the bittul? Let the get be chal. How can I be so certain? How can I dare to be true? How can that possibly be? That's Tosus' kasha. A guy is yelling that I don't want the gerush to take place, and I say, no, you're just trying to cause trouble, and the get is chal. What right do you have to say that? Oh, so Tosus here has two terutzim. Now, Tosus says the following, that you know why this is such a havamina? Tosus says because she'eno mevi edim al kach. After all, that what do you mean? That eno mevi edim al kach. And therefore, I would say that without edim, it's not batel. Wow. Bitl ha-shlichus or bitl ha-get requires edus l'kiyum ha-davar. And therefore, if he doesn't have edim, so therefore, the bitl is not chal. Kamash malan, you don't need edus l'kiyum ha-davar. Kamash malan, you don't need edus l'kiyum ha-davar. Okay, we'll have to see. The second teretz of Tosfos is the following. Yeah, cheshin l'hachmir. Cheshin l'hachmir. I'm not going to shoulder the fact that maybe what the guy is saying is meaningless, but maybe we should be machmir in both directions. Maybe we shouldn't be so certain that indeed the get is considered to be batel. Maybe there's a leira sasafek. Either the bittel is sincere or the bittel is insincere. No, kamash malan, the get is absolutely considered to be batel. Well, so the first teretz, the Tosfos writes important, that the havamin of the Gemara is because, look, he doesn't have any edim. He doesn't have any edim. And what exactly is the kamash malan? The kamash malan? Oh, that nonetheless, even without edim, it is considered to be batel. Well, so I want you to take a look at the Marsha, take a look at the Karni Reim. The Marsha and the Karni just point out that this is going to parallel two other days in Tosfos. The Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. What exactly is the Kamash Malan then? Do you require Eidus Lekim Adavah for Bitla Shlichus or do you not? You know what the answer is? Tosfos says, the Havamina was that Eidus Lekim Adavah is necessary. Kamash Malan, that is not true. That is not true. You don't require Eidus Lekim Adavah. You don't require Eidus Lekim Adavah when? If you're Mevato the Get, Bifnei HaShliach. Oh, like the first Tosfos. If you're Mevato the Get, Bifnei HaShliach, then you don't require Eidus Lekim Adavah. In other words, that typically speaking, I would argue that Bitl HaShlichus requires Eidus Lekim Adavah. But if it's done Bifnei HaShliach, then you don't. Then you don't. The Havamin is that you would always require Eidus Lekim Adavah. Kamash Malan, we'll have to see why. If the Bitl HaShlichus is done Bifnei HaShliach, then you do not require. You do not require Eidus Lekim Adavah. And the Karni Reim points out here, Os Aleph, that you know what? That, this is 2 days in Tosfos. The Lechad Teretz, because according to 1 day in Tosfos, Afilu Bifnei HaShliach Lo Mahani. No? Because according to the other day in Tosfos, even in the presence of the Shliach, you require Eidus Lekim Adavah. Well, in other words, the Karni Reim points out that simply these are 2 days in Tosfos. Where are these 2 days in Tosfos? That's the Tosfos and of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. What exactly the 2 days in Tosfos? So Tosfos writes the following. I wanted you to see that carefully. Tosfos says, wait, shouldn't we assume that Bitul HaShlichus requires Eidus Lekim Adavah? And the fact that he confronts the Shliach and says, don't deliver this get, why is that meaningful? Gittin, Kedushin. Don't we need Eidim? On what basis? Ooh, Tosfos writes a Chiddush. No, Gittin da Beis. Ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim. That's what Tosfos writes Mefurish, no? Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph D'Maskel Rebbe. Ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim. Ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim does not just simply mean that the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Gerushin has to be done in the presence of Eidim, but it means Bitul HaShlichus requires Eidim. Bitul HaShlichus requires Eidim. Wow. If you're going to apply the principle of Ein Dover Sheber Hochus Mishnayim, guess what? This is a Din D'Oraisa. A Din D'Oraisa that Gittin, Kedushin, Shlichus for Gittin, Kedushin, Bitul HaShlichus for Gittin, Kedushin, requires Eidus Lekim Adavah. Requires Eidus Lekim Adavah. Wow. Ein Dover Sheber Hochus Mishnayim. So why not here? We'll have to see why, but Tosfos says, no, since you're addressing the Shliach, then that's not true. Then that's not true. Wow. And then Tosfos says a second day, Alamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Afilu Bifnei HaShliach, even if you want to be Mevatel Shlichus Bifnei HaShliach, Lo Mahani Below Shnayim, you still apply the principle of Ein Dover Shepachos Mishnayim. So realize what a Chiddush this is, no? So you'll ask me, does Bitul HaShlichus require Eidus Lekim Adavah? You know what the answer is going to be? Oh, 2 days in Tosfos Mefurish, and Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph. And that's what the Marsha, the Kanra, are pointing out, that that's very, very relevant for these terutzim of our Tosus. Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. If you're assuming that bifnei hashliach you don't require edim, oh, that second teretz, the first Tosus, and the first teretz of the second Tosus, that means that in principle, bitul hashlichus requires eis lekim adavar, but not bifnei hashliach. And the Karnarim points out that, yeah, but look at the second teretz of Tosus, and daf lamed gimel aleph, and that is that you always require eis lekim adavar, even if it's done bifnei hashliach. Wow, bifnei hashliach. So realize, these are chidushim. Chidush number one, the assumption. Eidos lekim adavar is necessary for bitul hashlichus. Well, there's no such gemara. Eidos lekim adavar is necessary for bitul hashlichus. Why does Tosus assume that that's true? Well, very simply, because the integrity of the Gittner Kedushin is going to depend on the validity of the shliach. If he's a shliach, then yes, and if not, not. So therefore, that's impactful. That's going to determine whether she is an Eishas Ish or whether she is not an Eishas Ish. No? So therefore, that's called Ein Davar Sheve'erba, Pachos Mishnayim. Her status is going to be determined by the status of the shliach. So therefore, affirming the status of the shliach, I would say this, whether it's minu ha-shlichus, or whether it's bitul ha-shlichus, appointing a shliach, or being levat to the shlichus, that requires eidus lekim adavar. That requires eidus lekim adavar. That's the assumption of Tosus. Well, 2 days in Tosus, but what happens if I address the shliach himself? Oh, maybe not, maybe not. According to the first area of Tosus, then you don't require just the two of you is fine. According to the second Tosus, no. Even bifnei hashliach, lo mahani b'lo shnayim, lo mahani b'lo shnayim. Well, that's an important chiddush. So we apply ein davar shebe'era pachas mishnayim to minu and bitul hashlichus with an important detail. What happens if it's bifnei hashliach? I'll tell you a third day in Tosus. No? We did Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph already. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Now Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Now Lamed Beis and Beis. The Tosus Der Maschur of Nachman. Tosus says the following: what happens if a guy is mevatel shlichus without edim at all? Without edim at all. Take a look at the last line in Tosus Der Maschur of Rav Nachman. What happens if it's pachos mishnayim? Pachos mishnayim. You don't even have edim at all in your mevatel shlichus. You know what Tosu says? In that case, of course, ain't a mevatel. In that case, of course, the bittul is not chal. Why is that true? That the bittul is not chal if it's not done in the presence of edim? How would you have finished the sentence? Because ain davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim, no? Guess what? Look at the conclusion of Tosus. That's not what Tosus says. That's not what Tosus says. No? Tosus says, you know what? Certainly, if you're going to be mevatel shlichus and no one is present, then I'm going to argue bitlo ein mevuto. Why bitlo ein mevuto? So take a look at the end of Tosus. Because darminan, because we're going to apply the following principle. Ma koach bez din yaf. Mach koach bezin yafa. That's unbelievable. And mach koach bezin yafa. You know what mach koach bezin yafa means? A dinder rabbanon. Mach koach bezin yafa means the following. Bezin gets up and they make a takana. Bezin gets up and they establish the proper way of doing something and I just absolutely ignore them. You hear such a thing? No? Bezin declares this is what you should do and I ignore them. You're going to let a guy get away with ignoring a takanas bezdin? If that's true, v'chi ma koach bezdin yafa? No? Look how you're undermining the authority of bezdin. Bezdin can say this, and I can do that, and I can get away with it. So based on the principle of ma koach bezdin yafa, we are not going to allow you to go ahead and to get away with something that flies in the face of ahoraz bezdin. You know what's such a chiddush of that? You know what that's called? That's called Rabbanan. Makoch bezdin yafa. Wow. I would have assumed that Tosus would have said, if you're mevatel, in a case where no one is present, ein davar shebe'erba pachos mishnayim. Tosas does not say that. Tosas and Imakov Bezdin Yafa. This is a third day in Tosas. This is a third day in Tosas. This day assumes that Minei HaShlichus and Bitul HaShlichus is not called a Dover Sheberva. It is not called a Dover Sheberva. And Bitul HaShlichus and Minei HaShlichus does not require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Does that mean I can mevatel Shlichus without anyone being present on Eidim? Of course not, because our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis, Rabban Gamliel made a takana that you have to be concerned what the ramification is going to be. And if you're going to ignore the takana of Lamed Beis and Aleph, the Chima Koch Bezdin Yafa. So midrabanan, yes, but midaraisa, no, there's no recording whatsoever. Wow, that's different from the other 2 days in Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel. Because in Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel, Rav applies the principle of Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Pachos Mishnayim. Tosfos just has two critical deos as to whether that applies Bifnei HaShliach. But Shalom Bifnei HaShliach, clearly Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Pachos Mishnayim. So far in the Tosfos, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Aleph, you have 3 days. 3 days in Tosfos. Either Bitul HaShlichus never records Midarai Seidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, this is only a Dinder Rabbanan, and whether you can get away with a Dinder Rabbanan depends on something called Makoach Bezdin Yafa, or that no Midaraisa, you obviously require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, but 2 other deos. Is that true even Bifnei HaShliach? Is that even true Bifnei HaShliach? Well, why would one distinguish? Once you assume that, you know what? That anything that's impactful for a chalos davar sheba erva, and certainly the validity, the integrity of the shliach is critical for a davar sheba erva. Whether she is a pnuya, whether she's an eshes ish, whether she's a grusha, all depends on the integrity of the shliach. That's a davar sheba erva. So why should I distinguish? Why should I distinguish between whether the bitul shlichus is done bifnei or shlo bifnei ashliach? Tosfos does not explain. Tosfos does not explain. So I'll tell you a possible chiddush. Ready for this? No? So this is why you have to know shas. No? Because there's a gemara in Meseches Beitza on Davchav, where the gemara just like tells a little story, you know? Like a little story, no? The Gemara says the following. But take a look. The second line. The Gemara says this. Sahugav. There was a person. This person was deathly ill. This is a matna shchivnira. This is what we call mitzava machmas misa. Where a person, right, is deathly ill, and now he is all of a sudden now giving instruction, distributing his assets. So, the omelohu, he said to those as follows, that havle arba meazuze leploni. Give this person 400 zuz and v'lim simbarti, and let him marry my daughter. Give him the sum of money and v'lim simbarti. Okay, Rav Papa says, you know what that statement means? It means the following, that arba meashanti. Give him the money. Step one. Point number two, independent. And ubarte ibay nasir, ibay lo nasir. They're not interdependent. The guy says, give him the sum of money. And if he desires, let him marry my daughter. You know? That's not called a t'nai. A and B. A and B are independent. That was the Chiddush Rav Papa. So when a person says, give him this, and you know what? That he can marry my daughter, express that way, those are two independent statements. Independent statements. However, the Gemara says the following, the Chiddush Rav Papa. That's only because of the order. That's only because of the order. He said give and linsiv. But what if he would say the opposite order? Linsiv vahavile. Let him marry my daughter and then give him 400 zuz. Oh, so you know what? Inasiv shakil. Ilanasiv lo shakil. If he marries, he's entitled. If not, then not. It all depends on the sequence. If he says give and marry, so how can you say that the giving is dependent on the marriage? But if he says marry and give, that's step one and step two. That's step one and that's the Gemara Beitza and Avchav. So Rav Papa says the sequence is very important. If the sequence is give and marry, those are two independent statements. If it's marry and give, they're related. What's that called? They're related? Very simply, one word, no? You know what that's called? A tanai. A Hatanai. Yeah? Hatanai. Marry, and if, and only if. If you marry, then yes. Oh, so the first, there are two independent assertions. The second is Atanai. If you marry, then you're entitled. If you marry, I'll support. You're not going to marry. I'm not going to support. Okay. Well, sounds like a very simple statement of a Gemara Beitza and Dachav. All of a sudden now, you know what? The Rishonim are so bothered. What in the world happened to the principle of Atanai Kofel? What about Atanai Kofel? No? We discussed this as found throughout Shas. No, we discussed this previously. Right? Kedushin Daf Mem Testament Beis, the Banot Tosus. Well, what about Mishpatei HaTanayim? If this is a Tanai, isn't there a Shita Rav Meir, that whenever you make a Tanai, you have to say more than that. You have to say if, then, and if not, then not. If, then, and if not, then not. No? He certainly didn't say that at all. He said, Lin Sivyayiv. He didn't even express it as a Tanai. Oh, that's what it means. The sequence means a Tanai. Good, the sequence means a Tanai. The sequence means a Tanai Kafel. Sequence means a Tanai Kafel. If, then, Rebbe says, you have to say if not, then not. Isn't that exactly what happened when it came to Yerusha Saretz? B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven, you want to be Yoresh, maybe the Ardain. If then, if not, then not. And Yavr Chalutzim. If you'll fight that we can conquer Israel, yes. And if not, then not. And I'll tell you the great Kiddush of Rameir. Tosus is bothered by this. No, Ksivas Taftan Vavad Aleph. And let's assume, for example, you make a Tanai and you don't follow the boilerplate. You don't follow the Mishpatei HaTanayim. We don't say it's meaningless. We say the Mais is Kayam and the Tanai is Vatel. You're such a thing, no? The Mais is Kayim, the Tanai is Vatel. If a person will say, Harepu Kadeshusli, Amanasha Ein Lachalai Shirk Sosvona, I'm marrying you, I don't want any of the responsibilities of Yishus. You know what? If that's an invalid Tanai, you know what the invalid Tanai means? You're married and you have the responsibilities of Yishus. We don't say it's nothing. Not it's nothing. They're married. And if the Tanai is invalid, we strike the Tanai from the record. That's such a Chiddush, no? That's the Tosus, the Nafnan Vav. And Tosus is so bothered because that's the Sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Meir means you said explicitly, if then, if not, then not. Oh, that's an invalid Tanai. An invalid Tanai does not mean that the Maisa is invalid. It means the Maisa is crime and the Tanai is considered to be Batel. That's the Tosus. Ksuvas Nafnan Vav, and Aleph all the way to Nan Vav Mabez. So that's the difficulty. That's the Kash of the Raivin. This is the Hasaga Saraivin, right? Beitza Daf Yudam Abeis and Dapi Harif to the Gemara Beitza Daf Chafam and Aleph. How in the world can we say that if a guy just simply says that, you know what, that Lin Sivi Yahiv, okay, that's a Tanai. What do you mean that's a Tanai? Good, let it be a Tanai. But he should have said, and if you don't marry, I'm not going to give you. And if he doesn't express the flip side, the Mais is Kayim and the Tanai is considered to be Batel. Wow. So this is like a whole sugi. Won't go through everything now. No? When do you require Mishpatei HaTanayim? When do you require Mishpatei HaTanayim? That's a very heavy issue. That's the theme of that Tosus. Kedushin Daf Mem Tesla Days. The bottom Tosus. When do you require Mishpatei HaTanayim? Tosus quotes like a fascinating sheet of the Gaonim. You only require Mishpatei HaTanayim when it comes to Issa Veheter. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, but not when it comes to Dina Mamanos. Wow. And Tosus asked the obvious question, the whole source of Tanai is B'nei Gad HaMeruvin. Wasn't that Mamon? Yerusha Saretz? Maybe that was a whole separate shir, not necessarily. Yerusha Saretz is Yisr V'Heter, because Yerusha Saretz is Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. No? If this was in America, that's Dina Mamanos. Yerusha V'Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, B'nei Gad HaMeruvin. That's part of the Mekadesh, Mitzvah Satzliyas V'Aretz. So the Ravid makes a very fundamental distinction. You ready for this? Right? It's amazing. You know Masechtas, and you don't know this distinction. And you have to learn Moed. No, you have to learn Moed, right? The Hasagas HaRavid, Yudav HaBeis and Dapi Arif, where the Ravid tells you the following. There's a world of difference between, you ready? A Maisal Tanai as opposed to Dasal Tanai. A Maisal Tanai as opposed to Dasal Tanai. A Maisal Tanai. That requires Mishpatei HaTanayim. a maisa altanai, a maisa kinyan, a maisa gerishin, a maisa kedushin. And if the tanai is invalid, you know what I'm going to say? The tanai is batal, but the maisa is kayan. Let's assume, for example, you're not dealing with a maisa gerishin, a maisa kedushin, a maisa kinyan. You're just dealing with das altanai. Das altanai. Amira. A statement. A conditional statement. So you ready for this Amliyo B'chidish? No? You've been learning for so many years and haven't heard of this Ravid. No? That there's no need for Mishpatei Hatnayim for Dibur Altanai. Dibur Altanai. Amais Altanai, of course. Of course, that requires Mishpatei Hatnayim. And if the Tanai is invalid, we'll see Dibur Umavat Amaisa. But Dibur Altanai, Das Altanai. There's no halacha of a Tanai Kofel. There's no halacha of a Tanai Kofel. For example, the Ravid writes, a person makes a neder. A person makes a neder. A neder al Tanai. You have to make a Tanai Kofel. You really have to make a Tanai Kofel. If this happens, I take upon myself to do that. You have to make a Tanai Kofel. You have to, and if not, then not. And if you don't say if not, then not, then what? The neder is binding without the Tanai. Really? Really? I mean, every shvur, every neder al tanai, the neder and shvur is binding if there's no tanai kafel. Ridiculous. That's das al tanai. That's dibur al tanai. There's no halacha of tanai kafel. Or, for example, this case, a matna shchiv mera. A matna shchiv mera is an instruction. It's dibur. Linsiv, yahiv, linsiv, yahiv. That's called das al tanai. There's no requirement of a Tanai Kafel. So once we say that, yes, it was a Tanai, there's no need for a Tanai Kafel. And therefore, if Linsiv, then Yahiv. And if not, then not. There's no requirement of a Tanai Kafel. Well, then the Ravid says, I'll give you another case. I'll give you another case. A little bit closer to home, no? What about Minu Shlichus? What about Minu Shlichus? Amamana shliach al tanai. If this, then this. If this happens, then do this. Minya shlichus al tanai. You really mean to say that what? That if there's no tanai kafel, then the tanai is batel. Minu yashlichus al tanai. You really mean to say that the minu is chal without the tanai, without the tanai. A person goes and sets their shliach, if this happens, do this. If the stock goes up, sell. And he goes ahead and sells. Like, he didn't make a Tanai Kafel. So he told me to sell, I sold. Ridiculous. So the Ravid says it's clear that the whole sugi of Mishpatei HaTanayim is a Mais al Tanai, not Dasur Dibor al Tanai, with three Ravids. Right? Matna Shchiv Mera, a case of Minu Shlichus, and a case of Neder. Wow. So there's an incredibly important line in the Mochamos about this. No, the Ramban, Beitza Dafyur Beis, right? Nine lines from the very bottom. The Ramban quotes Ravacha Mishabcha that writes the following. This is a very nice Kiddush. A difference between myself tonight as opposed to Dibur al tonight. But you know what? I wouldn't cite the case of Minu Shlichus. Okay, maybe a neder, that's good. You make a neder al tanai. What happened to tanai kafel? The answer is it's afla. Dibur al tanai doesn't require tanai kafel. Amatna shchiv mera. Amira dibur doesn't require tanai kafel. But even without the shchidish of the Ravid, it's obvious that mini hashlichus does not require tanai kafel, even without this fancy chidish. The fancy chidish. Why exactly is it true? Very simply. Because if I tell the shliach, do this. You know, if this happens, do this. And he violates the tanai. Isn't that called shliach sheshina b'shlichusa? A shliach sheshina. I tell a shliach to do this, and he does that. I tell a shliach to, you know, buy apples, and he buys oranges. You're going to start talking to me about Mishpatei HaTanayim. He didn't fulfill the shlichus. Adaita damaita ka'amale mashvi shliach. I only appointed him as a shliach to do this. And if he does that, he is not my shliach. He's not my shliach. That's the line in the Melchamos. And it's a beautiful chiddush of the Ravid. A difference between my saltanai as opposed to das saltanai. But you know what? Even without the chiddush of the Ravid, it's obvious that when it comes to minu shlichus, there's no need for a tnai kafel because he is not following through with my intent. That's called a shliach shashinu b'shlichusav. And the shlichus is considered tibato. That's an important line of the Machamas. The Machamas writes, it's the name of Rav Acha Mishavcha. That, of course, shlichus doesn't require a tnai kafel. Because adaita demaita karmelei mashalei shliach. Well, that's pretty important, no? That's pretty important. What does this have to do with us? I would say it has everything to do with us, no? Let's assume, for example, we're going to assume that, you know, that a chalos davar sheba erva requires two eidim. Ein davar sheba pachas mishnayim. And isn't it obvious that should apply to shlichus as well? After all, that the gittin kedushin is only as good as the integrity of the shliach. The integrity of the shliach. So therefore, I'll apply the principle of ein davar sheba pachas mishnayim. So you know what? If I want to be mevatel the shlichus, I have to be mevatel the shlichus in front of ein eslakim adavar. Otherwise, how in the world will that work? That's the assumption of Tosas and Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay? Ooh, but Tosas has 2 days. What happens if you're mevatel the shlichus shelo bifnei hashliach? Ooh, it's the first day of Tosas. That's our Tosas and Daf Lamed Beis. Then you don't require it is the kimah. You don't require. Why is that true? If bitul hashlichus is called the davar sheba erva, it ain't davar sheba pachas mishnayim. So therefore, why don't you require it? It's the kima davar. You want to say that it's not a davar sheba erva? Okay, so they're not. Assuming it is a davar sheba erva. So why should bitul hashlichus bifnei hashliach not require it? It's the kima davar. You know what I'll answer? That line in the Mochamos. Because even without that formal misgeres of the bitul hashlichus, when do you need bitul hashlichus? I'll tell you the following. Shelo bifnei hashliach. The shliach is lawfully appointed. He's on the run. He's doing his shadu. And I want to, b'makom acher, b'mvatel hashlichus. Ein dor shvachus mishnayim. I'm addressing the shliach. The mishaleach is addressing the shliach. And the mishaleach says to the shliach, do this and don't do that. And the shliach goes and does something else. That's bitul hashlichus. You know what I'll tell you? That's a shliach she'shina b'shlichusa. And the shlichus is batel. You don't have to come on to the formal bitul hashlichus of ein davar shbachus mishnayim if you're addressing the shliach. If the mishaleach is speaking to the shliach and says, do this and don't do that. So if he does that and not this, that's a shliach shashinu b'shlichuso. Without the formal misgeres of bitul hashlichus. So that's the chiddush that Tosas assumes. That's our Tosas in Daf Lamed Beis. That you don't require eidus l'kima davar bifnei hashliach. Wow. And this sounds so good, no? So what's the second teretz of Tosas? No. What do you mean no? The shliach says buy apples and he buys oranges. The shlichus is intact. What are you talking about? So if I tell the shliach not to deliver the get, he delivers the get. You're going to say it's good because you know eidus l'kima davar. I'll tell you a chiddush. The second teretz of Tosas. It's only called the shliach sheshina b'shlichuso at the time of the minu shlichus. If I go ahead and I appoint a shliach. And I say, do this and don't do that. Of course, then you don't need mishpatei hatnai. Of course, you don't need a form misgeres of bitul hashlichus if the shliach deviates. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a bona fide minu shlichus. And all of a sudden, the mishaleach changes his mind. And now subsequently, He's retracting, he's rescinding. Is that called bitul hashlichus, or is that called a shliach shishina b'shlichusa? The first Teretz of Tosfos says that's called shliach shishina b'shlichusa, and therefore you don't require edus lekimah in that case. You know what the second Teretz of Tosfos says? No, that's not true. The shliach shishina b'shlichusa means that he would deviate from his instruction at the time of the minhag shlichus. However, if all of a sudden you have a change of mind, a change of heart, you want to change the deal, change the terms, now you have to come on to bitul hashlichus. And if bitul hashlichus of gerushin is a davar sheba erva, you know what? I'm going to apply the principle now of ein davar sheba erva, pachos mishnayim. Pashup shat, that's the chiddush of tosus ashita. But even if you assume bitul hashlichus requires eidus lekima davar, but now today is what happens if A, it's bifnei hashliach, but B, shelo bishas minui hashliach. That I will tell you is the key. And Tosfos and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis assumes very simply that the whole assumption is wrong. The whole assumption is wrong. Any need for anyone else to be present, is only a takana drabanan. Only a takana drabanan. And if I am avato my shlichus and no one is present, midaraisa, of course, the bitla shlichus is chal. The only question again is, makof bezdin yafa. That you know what? I did something that flies in the face of what the chachamim said I should do. And maybe I should be held accountable for that. What right do you have to do something that flies in the face of the tzivui hachachamim? But midaraisa, it is considered indeed to be binding. That's a very, very heavy issue. This, right, relates to what we discussed earlier. And that is, how do you understand the principle of ein davar shepachos mishnayim? And is it obvious that ein davar shepachos mishnayim extends to minyu hashlichus and extends to bitul hashlichus? We're going to find like incredible shitas, whether mini hashlichus requires edus lekima davar. Maybe the answer is yes, maybe the answer is no, maybe the answer is wait, there are two moving parts. Whenever we speak about shlichus, who's shliach are we talking about? No? The Baal can appoint a shliach for halacha saget. The Isha can appoint a shliach for kabbalah saget. Should there be a difference between them? I want you to see that. Chiddush of the Rambam, no? But the Rambam writes, there's a fundamental difference between the two. If you're talking about a shliach habal, you don't need edus lekima davar. If you're talking about shlichus of the isha, you absolutely do require. You do require edus lekima davar. Wow. The Rambam distinguishes between a shliach l'halacha as opposed to cases of shliach l'kabbalah. That's something which is pretty fascinating. It requires a greater background. That's a stunning chiddush that the Rambam writes. Where do you see the need for the Eidus Lekima Davar? As we pointed out, that's the Sugin Kedushin and Daf Samachim Adbeis. That's where the Gemara tells us the following, that imagine, now, Rav says, a person is Mekadesh Beino Beina. No. Kesev Kedushin, Amira, he gives, the woman accepts, but you know what, Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin. In Choshesh in the Kedushin. Kedushin Beino Beina is not binding. Here we apply the principle of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. Two Eidim indeed are necessary. The Gemara on the very same Daf, Kedushin Daf Samachim Adbeis, tells a story. The Gemara tells us that Mar Zutra and Rav Adda Saba, B'nei D'Rav Mari Bar Yisar, Polig Nichsayu, they were dividing up assets. And guess what? They did not have any witnesses there. There were no witnesses that were there. The Gemara asked the following, should we argue that Al Pi Shnei Eidim Amar Rachmana? Eidim are necessary for a division of assets. And therefore, the division is not Chal without Eidim. Maybe we should say, Lo Mekayma Milsa Elabisade. Mekayma Milsa means Kiyama Davar. The Kiyama Davar requires witnesses. The Gemara says, certainly not. Lo ivra sade el shakri. Well, the only purpose of Edom is to avoid sheker. Avoid sheker. I'm going to lend you a large sum of money, and no Edom are present. The chov is binding, obviously, obviously. But you know what? It's going to be very easy for you to deny it, and it'll be very hard for me to prove it if there were no Edom and there's no shtar. That means that the only reason for Edom is to avoid sheker. That's not called lo mekayma milsa lebisade. That's the essential difference between edus lekiyma davar as opposed to edus lebira davar. Edus lekiyma davar as opposed to bira davar. Certain institutions require edim because the integrity of the institution requires edim. And certain other cases, edim are only necessary simply in order to allow you to finesse. Now, how are you going to finesse this case? How are you going to collect if there are no edim that are present? But obviously, the chov is considered to be that which is binding. So the Gemara tells us when it comes to cases of gittin kedushin, that requires edus lekiyma davar. When it comes to dina mamonos, you absolutely do not require edus lekiyma davar. Those two sugyas are found in that same daf. Daf samachim abeis and kedushin. That's a fundamental difference. Edus lekiyma davar as opposed to bira davar, we discussed. Daf beis and abeis. See, there are two dinim in terms of ein davar shebrachos mishnayim. Sometimes it's lekiyma davar, sometimes it's lebira davar. Gittin kedushin is edus lekiyma davar. Sometimes you can say the following. Two Edom come to Bezdin and say, this woman, she's an Eishes Ish, she's Insa. That's not Edus Lekiyma Davar. Znus does not require Edus Lekiyma Davar. But there is a level, there is a tier of Bir Al Yadei Edim. Ede Znus is Edus Lebir Davar. Ede Kedushin is Edus Lekiyma Davar. Edus Lekiyma Davar. We pointed out, Aritfa, no, Kedushin Dap, Mem Gimel. A pretty fundamental machlokes that maybe there's a difference as to when you become an aid. A sugi we discussed at length. And also, and daftes. When exactly do you become an aid? Mishas re'ir or mishas hagada? We spoke about the halachos of ein aid nasadayan. Ein aid nasadayan. We spoke about the halachos of nimsa echad karva posle dusim betela. At what point do you become an aid? You know what the sheet of the re is? An aid hamaid. You become an aid at the time that you testify. In a chiddush the Rashbam that no, sometimes you become an aid before. Mishas re'iya. If niskaving la ha'id, b'shas re'iya, you become an aid. And b'shas re'iya, we're going to assume such a chiddush that nimtza echad karov apostle, do some b'teila. Wow. And that machlokes, the re and the Rashbam, is the machlokes how to understand that sugi makos and avav. The Gemara makos and avav asks akasha ad absurdum. The Gemara says, you're really going to assume that nimtze echor ko posig dusa metela? If that really is true, horig yatsil, roveh yatsil, let the perpetrator always exonerate himself. No? Because obviously the perpetrator was aware that he was committing this crime. He was aware that the murder took place. He was aware that he was violating Gili Arayos. And if that's true, why not apply the principle of Nimtza Echad Karov Eposle Dusan B'Teila? Oh, the Gemara says no. That Abishneidim Yakum Davar B'Mekayme Davar HaKosav Medavar. Makos Davar. B'Mekayme Davar HaKosav Medavar. You know what the Reis says that means? An Eid HaMeid. An Eid HaMeid. You don't become an aid b'shas re'iyah. You become an aid b'shas hagadah. And if you're only an aid b'shas hagadah, the fact that the perpetrator, the chote, saw the ritzicha, or saw the rayos, that doesn't mean he becomes an aid. Wow. And what about according to the Rashbam? That you become an aid b'shas re'iyah? Oh, what was the answer? The Gemara's teretz is very different. B'mekami d'avakosu d'avra means that you're only a candidate to be an aid if you are a bystander. You're mekayim es adavar. But as Rashi says, v'lo be'osei davar. If you're the baldavar, a baldavar does not have a shem aid. And if a baldavar doesn't have a shem aid, there's no concept of nimtza echad karov apostle. Edusa b'teila. Wow. That was the yisod of the Ravid's beer in Pagin and Dibura. No? that if you're not a candidate for an aid, it's not called eidus. That's pretty critical. So the Ritva points out a critical statement to the Ritva, Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, that this whole deal of whether you become an aid mishas re'ir mishas agada is only true when it comes to eidus lebir hadavar. Eidus lebir hadavar, you have two steps of eidus, re'ir and hagada, re'ir and hagada. Let's assume, for example, you are one of the aidei Kedushin, and your role is to be an aid for the purpose of eidus lekima davar. There's no hagada. There's no hagada. Your job description is just re'ir, re'ir alone. Wow. And if that's your job description, re'ir alone, so therefore everyone agrees that nim sechar kapas nedusim b'teila applies b'shas re'ir. That's the honor of the Ritva. That's a problem. Because in a chuppah, there are a lot of people that are looking on that are krovim or psulim. And you can be a kativetim al yedei ria. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. Atamedai. Yichud ha'edim. Yichud ha'edim. Freidus lekim adav. Well, Ketzos quotes this. No? Very beginning of Simon Lamed Vav. That's a fundamental difference. Freidus lekim adav. It is the birada. And now the question is, when do you require? It is the kimada. Gittin, Kedushin, I understand. When do you require it is the kimada? This is a jump. We're not talking about the Gittin. We're not talking about the Kedushin. We're talking about the Shliach. And I'll say two parts. The Mini HaShlichus and the Bittul HaShlichus. Is the Mini HaShlichus or the Bittul HaShlichus included in Eidus lekim adavar of ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim? The reason to say yes is very simply because the entire chalos, gittin and kedushin, depends on the ma'aseh gerushin. So the ma'aseh gerushin requires eidim. It depends on the ma'aseh kedushin. That requires eidim. In this case, it depends on the integrity of the shliach. So that's called a davar shebe'er v'a. The davar shebe'er v'a, whether she is a pnuya, an eshazish, a grusha, is all dependent on the role of this aid. So how can you not call it a davar shebe'erva? How can you not call it a davar shebe'erva? So that's the assumption of Tosus, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, that even bittul hashlichus requires eidus lekima davar. Either in all cases, or at least lo bifnei hashliach. Because bifnei hashliach, that's mamash called a shliach shishina b'shlichuso. Or the possibility will say that maybe not, maybe not. Maybe this is not called davar shebe'erva. Indeed, that's the shitas Rambam. When the Baal appoints the shliach for gerushin, that's not called davar shebe'erva. And if the Baal is mevatel shlichus, that's not called davar shebe'erva. And therefore, you don't even use the kima davar in any shape or form. The entire problem of being mevatel the shliach without edim, it's not a problem d'oraisa. That's a problem makoch bezdin yafa. That the Chachamim said you shouldn't do it, and you did so. Do we allow you to get away with running roughshod over etakana d'rabanan? But midaraisa, there was no need in any shape or form. Barishona of our Mishnah does not really mean barishona. No? You know? We think of barishona meaning the ikar hadin d'oraisa. No. The ikar hadin d'oraisa is mevatel shlichus beino beina. There was a point that we said, no, we're not going to allow you to do a beino beina, but you require something else. Eidim rabezdin, eidim rabezdin. And then there was a later period of time where we said, even that's not good enough. Because if the shliach is not aware and the woman's not aware, good, abezdin knew, eidim knew. But, you know, this get which is delivered miles away, they don't know. So therefore, there are three tiers. There are three tiers. That's something which is very, very important. No? Rishon and Achron doesn't always mean Rishon Achron, Rishon Achrona, first and last, one and two. No? Achoranim, no? Here it means different stages, an earlier stage and a later stage. Right? But there are multiple stages. The Ikra Din Daraisa, you don't need any Edom whatsoever. Right? So this is what we'll have to pick up and discuss. Right? These 3 days in Tosus, we'll see the Shita Sarambam, the Saga Saravid, and the Rambam's distinction between an aid and a shliach l'holach as opposed to a shlichus l'kabbalah.